Divine Encounter Program with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. Worth hearing.
Trusting God in the time of crisis. Trusting God in the time of crisis. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1 to 19. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1 to 19. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. And the Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekite had invaded Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Yes?
And had taken women captive.
And they have taken everyone captive.
They slew not any.
They didn't kill anybody, but they enslaved them.
Or small.
Continue.
But buried, carried them and went on their way. Mm-hmm. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep. And
no matter how many days of crying because of problem, your crying will never give you solution. No matter the tears you shed because of situation, it won't solve it. If you like, wet your bed with tears, your tears will not help you. It will only damage things in your body. No matter how you were lost in thought because of crisis, that will only give you high blood pressure. That will not give you solution. Trust in God in the time of crisis. Trust in God in the time of crisis. What is crisis? A situation that brought pain, confusion, depression, obsession, regret, and shame unexpectedly. Situation you were not expecting that suddenly come. Situation you were not expecting yourself to be that you suddenly find yourself in it. Unexpected circumstance that reduce you from the place of glory to nothing. Unexpected circumstance that turned friends to enemy. Unexpected circumstance that turned a sweet home to a house of bitterness. Unexpected situation that caused rejection and depression. Unexpected situation that bring loss in someone's life. You don't want it. You didn't pray for it. You never asked for it. You were not expecting it, but suddenly it is here. Can I pray for you? No matter the crisis you are going through, you will come out of it in the name of Jesus. Crisis. Crisis is a terrible thing that challenges your faith. You are a strong man. You are a strong woman until you face crisis that is strong enough to challenge your strength. You are a faithful woman until you face crisis that is strong enough to challenge your faithfulness. You are bold. You can quote the scripture of heart. You are seen as a man and a woman of faith. You confess Christ openly and everywhere. Yes, we assume you are bold. But until you face crisis, that is strong enough to challenge your boldness. That is when you know whether you are strong or not. Crisis bent many. Crisis have silenced many. Crisis have destroyed many. Crisis have sent many back to Egypt. Crisis have sent many back to square one. Crisis have reduced many. Crisis have turned men to boys. Crisis have turned king to servants. But I pray for you again. No matter the crisis you are going through, if you believe in the name that is above every other name, Jesus, I said you are coming out.
Amen.
You are coming out.
Amen.
And you will not enter the new year with this crisis.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It comes to a time in the life of King David, after he has been anointed as king, that he was supposed to be happy and jubilating. But crises were falling upon crises. He went on a battle, and before he came back to Ziklag, where his family were, he realized another enemy has attacked the city, and they have captured his wife and all his children and the entire city. Are you facing a situation whereby you have lost it all and the only thing you are thinking about is to kill yourself? No. It is you who think it is over, because you are yet to see what God can do. I believe so much in Him. And I know what God cannot do doesn't exist. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And he took David's two wives captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail, the wife of the Nabal of Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul that they are all people was grieved, every man of his for his sons and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
And crisis is a situation that you found yourself and nobody was there with you. In fact, people even want to have problems, join problems for you. A man have lost his family, his wife. He just came to the city. You suffer some loss. He suffered loss as well. They carry stone and they want to kill him for what he's not responsible for. Crisis is the situation where you find yourself and the only one you can trust is God. And the only one you can have confidence in is God. Crisis. Crisis is a period of intense difficulty. Crisis is a situation that challenge and break your confidence. It challenges your confidence. What comes to you that you find somewhere to hide and begin to cry? And you ask yourself, what have I done wrong? Where have I got it wrong? What exactly is going on in my life? You are going through a crisis. I am here to announce to you that every crisis are temporal. No crisis is permanent. And because they are all temporal, it will soon be over. As I hear your amen, I tell to you, it is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes.
And David encouraged himself
in the Lord.
And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me either the ephod.
Yes.
And Abiathar brought either the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. Without fail, recover all.
No matter your crisis, that is not the end of you. No matter what you have gone through, that is not your end. No matter what has been projected for you to suffer, that shouldn't be your end. Even when there was nobody to encourage him, he encouraged himself in God. Tell your neighbor, say, my neighbor, trust in God.
Trust in God.
In the time of crisis.
In the time of crisis.
And he asked himself, what can I do but to seek the face of God? And he contacted the prophet of God. And the prophet told him, what do you want? He said, can I pursue these people? If I pursue them, will I overtake? If I overtake, will I win? Will I capture back everything I have lost? The reason why you always fail in the time of your crisis is because you trust so much in yourself, you don't trust God. You capitalize on what you know, not knowing that this world is bigger than your knowledge. And this world is too spiritual that your knowledge can conquer it. You need what is bigger than the world. Greater is he that lives in us than the one that lives in the world. And who is the one that lives in you? Christ in you. The hope of all glory. No matter the crisis, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you are coming out.
Amen.
Crisis is what filters your life. Crisis is the only thing that filters your life. When money, player, good news brings fake friend. When you are making it, everybody is your family member and friend. But when you were in crisis, that is when you will know who are really your true friend. So crisis is not to kill you. Crisis is to help you and to open your eyes of understanding to know who is who. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
When you are bleeding, nobody wants to get close. But when your hand is full of honey, everybody wants to take a leak. Crisis separates you from people and make you to stand alone for yourself. Are we together? Crisis. Crisis is the only situation that can break you and remote you. Because in crisis, you discover your error. You discover where you have missed it. You discover what you have done wrong. You discover where you have gone wrong. And begin to work on yourself. Crisis make you discover how creative you are or how foolish you are. Because in crisis, there are gifts you never know that you have that will begin to manifest. Majority of the comedians we have in Nigeria, they all discover their talent through poverty. Poverty, hardship, and crisis. Are we here together? The best of gold we are not found without fire. So, crisis helps you to discover your God-given divine opportunity and destiny. It is not to kill you. So when you are going through crisis, what do? Go to God. Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30.
Matthew 11:28.
Come unto me,
all ye that labor.
All ye that labor.
And that
all ye that have crisis. All ye that are going through tough time and difficult time. Uh-huh.
And that heavy laden.
And that you have been placed on yoke.
And I will give you rest.
I will help you. I will give you peace of mind. Come unto me, all ye that labored. Come unto me, all ye rejected ones. Come unto me, all ye that have been isolated to suffer depression. Come unto me, saith the Lord. All ye that labored and are heavily laden. Uh-huh.
I will give you rest.
I will give you rest. It is only in God that you will have rest, not in a man. Not in a man. Are we together? Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Take my yoke upon you.
Take my cross upon you.
And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls.
You will find rest. I say you will find rest. I say you will find rest. In the name of Jesus. Christ is open your mind to understand your previous error. Christ takes you back to the secret place of prayer. It means he reconnects you back to your God. In the time of trouble, you look up to him. One major thing that drives us back to God is crisis, trouble. And when you realize that your life is being surrounded by trouble, you call upon him. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call upon me in the time of trouble. Call upon me when you are going through crisis. Call upon me when you are being challenged and you are facing challenges. Call upon me when you think everything is over. Call upon me when you have come to the end of your own ability. Yes?
Call up to me and I will answer thee.
I will answer you.
And show thee mercy, great and mighty things.
No. Call and upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you
great and mighty things. Which thou knowest not.
That you don't even know. The information out of your crisis is in the hand of God. And that is why you need to trust him. Say your neighbor, say my neighbor. Trust in the Lord. My neighbor.
My neighbor.
Put your total trust.
Put your truth.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Crisis is the only thing that humble you. When money is flowing in, you'll be like a god. When your influence is working for you, you feel like you are on top of the world. When you lack nothing, you have no worries. You don't even pray. And yet you don't give God any gratitude. But when crisis comes, the first thing you value is your life. Because in the time of crisis, every other thing you depend on will fail you. In the time of crisis, every other thing you hope on will fail you. That is when you will remember, I was never made by these things. I made these things with my own hands. Then you return back to God. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Wherever you have been disconnected from God, this day I command your destiny to be reconnected.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Crisis is the only thing that disconnects you from fake friend, fake relationship, fake partnership. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Everybody is your own when everything is good. Let challenges come. You will know whether you still have a friend. They may endure 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. But the moment your coming is becoming parasitic on their life. You will hear, guy. Friendship has to be service now. I have been serving you. I'm tired. Guy, I beg. Please, do something. When they are telling you, do something, I am tired. You should know they are telling you that you are no longer welcome in their life. I have faced a lot of crisis in my life that is strong enough to kill me. But I give glory to God because He has always been my refuge. I have seen many men of God that have gone through a lot of crisis. Each time they come out of crisis, they come out large. Crisis gives you the ability to be enlarged. But when you refuse to trust in the Lord and you go back to Egypt, that is when you go from crisis to death. You will not die in your wilderness.
Amen.
I say you will not die in that wilderness.
Amen.
What are the causes of crisis? Number one, disobedience to God. Disobedient to God. Every disobedience will bring you into crisis. Every disobedience will shut your ear to hear from God. Every disobedience will separate you from your God. Every disobedience will make you fail and fall. Every disobedience will make you suffer. Every disobedience will bring you reproach. Every disobedience is sinful. Disobedience is number one thing that brings you into crisis. When God is in charge, crisis is taking over. But when sin is in charge, crisis is permanent. Number two, wrong decision. The most important thing in your life and about your life is the decision you are making on a daily basis, because that is what is directly responsible for who you will be or whatever you are right now. So before you make any decision, think, pray, hear from God, and think about the consequence. Every decision has a consequence. Either it is good or evil, no matter the secret behind your decision, it's coming back to you again. Be not mocked. God is not deceived, for whatsoever a man sow shall he also reap. Are we together here?
Yes.
So the second thing that caused crisis is decision. Before you betray somebody, think about the consequence. Before you set up the innocent, think about the consequence. Before you lie on somebody, think about the consequence. Before you betray your marriage, think about the consequence. Before you make others to backslide, think about the consequence. Before you spoil people because you want to gain favor, think about the consequence. Before you scatter somebody's marriage, think about the consequence. Before you convert what is not yours, think about the consequence. Before you destroy another person's children, think about the consequence. You want your own children to be better, but you are spoiling other people's children. Oh no, whatsoever you sow, you will reap. Decision. Decision is so powerful. To the extent that when you take decision, God will honor it. Because at the creation, the only first power He gave you is the ability to decide. And when you decide, He allows it to be. Whatever decision you make, then you will be responsible for it. Adam, I have created this garden. All is for you. Everyone is for you. Everything is for you. But listen to me, Adam. You have the right to decide either to obey me or to disobey me. You see this tree? Don't go there. Because if you go there, you will die. The fall of Adam was his own personal decision. He was not forced to take the fruit. God will never force you to do anything. Satan may trick or manipulate you, but he won't ever force you, I swear. You are directly responsible for your own decision. So every decision that you have taken that have brought you into crisis, you need to reverse it. And you need to change. Because history will repeat itself if you don't learn from it. Every mistake you refuse to learn from, you have the tendency to repeat that mistake again. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
When you have, decide to invest, because time will come when you will have, when you have nothing. Amen. When you are entrusted with power, decide to use it to favor people, because time will come when you will become nothing. There are people that are great and greater than you that have walked on this earth, but today they have become history and story. Definitely one day we all will also become history and story.
True, sir.
So before you decide, think. Before you decide, think. Before you make wrong choice, think. Before you say yes to the wrong person, think. Before you backstab who is standing for you, think. Before you betray relationship, think. Before you betray friendship, think. Before you sell your friend for money, think. Before you poison your friend for money, think. Money will finish. The life you take, can you restore it? Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows shall he reap. So one of the things that cause crisis